Hot enough for you? Southern Idaho has seen some of its highest temperatures of the year so far. Now, we accentuate so far because it's a pretty good bet we'll be seeing even higher temperatures sooner than later. And that was good reason enough for us to visit the offices of the National Weather Service in Boise.
Hey, George.
Jay, how are you?
Good. Come on.
The facility is very secure. We were invited in and surrounded by some dazzling technology. We sat down with Jay Breidenbach. He is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist, and Mike Canton, who is the meteorologist in charge at the Boise office of the Weather Service. We were pretty anxious to hear about some of the new high-def technology in the office, but up front, meteorologist Jay Breidenbach brought us up to date on the current weather status.
Well, we've started out close to normal, actually. This is what the 30-year average looks like in Boise. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s through June. Seems like recent years, though, we've had Junes where it's been in the 90s this time of year. But now that it's July, yes, we're finally going to get hot and we're going to be in the 90s.
And so, therefore, can we assume that we will see triple digits?
I wouldn't make that assumption yet. It does look like maybe about a week from now, we could be approaching 100 degrees. Some models actually show that we could get over 100 degrees. That's actually above normal if that happens, but usually that happens several times a year in Boise. So,
but again, to that end, can we expect, for lack of a better word, a normal summer weather-wise?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that's happening out in the Pacific Ocean, we have an El Nino. You look at our long-range forecast, it usually favors warmer conditions, even in the summertime. So I would expect that we're going to get into that really hot weather like the 90s and maybe even 100 degrees later this summer. That's what feels normal recently here in Boise and across much of southern Idaho.
Mike Canton, meteorologist in charge. I am continually geeked out by the tools that you have here, and as cool as they are, they're extremely important. Can you tell us about some of the newer tools that you and your colleagues have at your fingertips?
Yeah, absolutely, George. It's one of the most exciting parts of our job. We're all weather geeks here at the National Weather Service. One of the most exciting things we've had in our repertoire over the last year or so is the new GO satellite. And it's a geospatial satellite that's stationary over looks at the same part of the Earth at all the time, and it gives us great imagery. The resolution that we have now is just absolutely incredible.
It takes high-def TV to a whole new level.
Absolutely. It makes it worth it, right? Worth having the ultra-high definition.
Can you speak to some of the Doppler technology, and in particular, what it showed you and your colleagues? We had a recent weather event in Elmore County.
Yes, in late May, we had a tornado that touched down in Elmore County, and our Doppler radar, which we have, is critical for us to be able to first identify that type of circulation and then track it over time. And our Doppler is able to see the real tight circulation within that storm, which gave our forecasters the opportunity to identify that there's a potential for a tornado there, get a tornado warning ready, that we actually had visible confirmation from someone on the ground, which helped us really know for sure. But from, you know, outside of our little ring, we look out the window here and we can see pretty far, right? But our Doppler radar looks out a couple hundred miles and gives us a good idea of what's out there as far as, you know, whether it's a strong thunderstorm, strong winds, rain, hail, snow, and that type of thing. So our radar is critical to our operations here.
And Jay Breidenbach, frame the area that the National Weather Service office in Boise is responsible for.
Well, George, we have 122 forecast offices across the United States and its territory that look pretty much like our office here in Boise. Here in Boise, we're responsible for all of southwestern Idaho and about the eastern third of the state of Oregon. So our forecast area goes as far west as the Burns, Oregon area, over to Baker City, as far north as McCall and New Meadows area, and then down to the Nevada border on the southernmost extent, and then as far east as Twin Falls and Jerome. So very interesting weather in that domain.
And that is Jay Breidenbach. He is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist, and we also spoke with Mike Canton, meteorologist in charge at the Boise office of the National Weather Service. And by the way, we've got some video of some of those high-def images from the GOES satellite on our website, and you can take a look at that at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. The last time 100 degrees were officially registered in Boise was August 11th of last year. In fact, last year we had 19 days of 100 degrees or hotter in Boise.